Here's something peachy to brighten up your day. I'm going to share how to set up your Instagram boss bio. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all industries to learn tactical tips on how to grow businesses to support a life you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. Okay, today we're going to talk about the perfect Instagram bio. 7 simple steps to set up your Instagram bio, or as I like to call it, your boss bio. Are you ready, my friend? Okay, let's go. Now, why do I even want to record something like this? Why do I want to share this with you? I don't know if you know anything about me or how I come up with content for my social media platforms and for my podcast. I listen to my audience. So if I'm creating a video about a hairstyle, I think back to what my clients have been asking me. If I'm creating a video like this, I think back to what other hairstylists and small business owners have been asking me about their Instagram bio. I put a post out in this large hairstylist Facebook group a few weeks ago, and I asked who wanted their Instagram bio audited. And I helped out so many other hairstylists, and I saw all the different things they were doing, quote unquote, wrong. I won't say wrong, I hate to say it like that, it sounds negative, but basically, this is 7 simple things that I asked each one of them to change, and their Instagram bios look so much better. Okay, and that's what I'm gonna share with you today. Are you ready? Okay, 7 things to put in your Instagram bio, AKA your boss bio. And when we're done here, I want you to go take a look at my Instagram bio so you can see that I've actually been doing the same thing. Okay, so 1, you want to have your name on there, have it clear, and you have your title on there. Okay, so that's 1. Some people kind of get that wrong. It's like unsure to me as to what their title is. I mean, I know there are hairstyles, but I'm like, I think you need to be more specific. You need to simply state it. So another thing you want to do is mention in your bio how long you've been doing hair for. Listen, if you've been doing hair like 5 years plus, you've got some street cred. You know what the heck you're doing. So many stylists that I coach and help out have been doing hair for 20 plus years. That needs to go on your Instagram bio. The minute someone comes to your bio, they'll see, whoa, that girl has been doing hair a long time. She probably knows what she's doing. So 1, how long you've been doing hair for? 2, like what is your title and your name? 3, what do you specialize in? So for me, I could say my name is Gina, but I've been a hairstylist for 25 years. I specialize in wedding hair. So be specific on there. Talk about what you specialize in. Have it be real quick. People go to your bio on your Instagram. They're going to decide within a few seconds whether or not they want to go through your bio and possibly engage or reach out to you or DM you or book an appointment. Okay, so the next one is what's your freebie? So if you have like an opt-in, so if you have a website and you have someone opt into your newsletter, I want that on there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But I want you to have a freebie on there, something that's clickable. So in the little exit link, I want it to be a freebie to a hair tutorial video that you share, a podcast episode, blog, step-by-step on how to have fullness in your hair, a guide, something, some freebie. Remember, when someone is coming to your social media account, it's a what's in it for me. You want to make sure you have something where they go there and they're like, what's in it for me? What am I going to learn from this person? Okay, the next thing is you want your contact info in there. Make sure it's clear and easy for someone to get a hold of you, whether it's your phone number or your email, or you simply say, send me a DM. The next thing, what's your specialty training? Do you have any specialty training in there? I want that too, for you to talk about it in there. Show off a little bit, impress someone. They're either gonna like you or they're not gonna like you. Either way, you want them to decide within the first couple seconds. Okay, the next thing, I want there to be a clear picture of only you. Not you and your honey or you and your doggies or a pair of scissors or a blow dryer, and absolutely no logos. Now that's just my opinion, but social media is meant to be social. I want your followers to go to your account and look at you, picture of you, and say, oh, I like her. I trust her. She's interesting. I like her hair. She's pretty. She's got cool lipstick on. Something that makes them look at a picture of you and say, oh, okay, I want to know more about this person. So what I recommend is waist up, something of you smiling, you know, laughing, maybe looking at the camera, maybe looking slightly away, a clear background or a nice clean background, good lighting. Don't do a logo only because I think that it's so much easier for someone to connect with you when they see your face and not your logo. And then I want you to be specific on your social media. Explain yourself like you're speaking to a five-year-old. Don't be like hippy dippy. Don't be like, I teach the person that wants to feel great about their amazing look. No. Be specific. My name is Gina. I've been a hairstylist for 25 years. I specialize in bridal hair. Click this link for a freebie on how to prep your hair for your wedding day. Something like that. Very simple, very clear. Don't get fancy. Okay. Now, how can you help your ideal client out in your bio? That's what you want to think about. How is my bio helping out my ideal client? That's what I want you to think about. Take good use of your real estate, aka your boss bio, and get someone to connect with you within the first 3 to 5 seconds. Another thing you want to do is, this is just for bonus points, is to set up your Instagram highlights. Again, go to my Instagram profile and you can see what I'm talking about. And I have a link to my Instagram profile in the show notes. But you can see the little highlight section. They're my logo font and my logo colors, like my brand colors. And again, someone can click right away and learn about wedding hair that I specialize in. They can learn about my academy that I have, Glam Hairs Academy. They can learn about extensions that I specialize in. They can learn about the accessories and see pictures of the accessories that I sell to my clients. They can learn about wigs, things like that. I want you to have the highlight section set up on your Instagram profile that goes along with your branding, like your font and your colors of your actual business. Makes you look more professional and you're taken more seriously, and you can charge higher pricing then when you have your branding all, when you have you and your business branded. So hopefully this podcast episode helps you out. Again, go take a peek at my Instagram and just see what inspires you, copy it, or just get inspired and see what I'm doing. And I hope this helps you out. Please, 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 once you go in and change your Instagram profile, send me the before and afters. Just be like, hey, Gina, send me a DM on Instagram and say, check out my new Instagram boss bio. I would love to see the results that you've had from following these steps on this podcast episode. I want to know, do you want to be featured in my weekly Ask Me Anything? I host them every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in a private Facebook group. I've also shared that link to that private Facebook group if you'd like to join in the show notes. So let me know. I feature a new small business owner. Every week, I bring them live on camera and they ask their business question to me, whether it's regarding social media, building your team, mindset, and I host it every single Monday. So if you'd like to be featured, let me know. Send me a direct message or click the link in the show notes and join the private Facebook group and let me know you want to be featured in my weekly Ask Me Anything. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend. Mwah!